This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, and we're having a wonderful discussion with former UVA linebacker Dick Ambrose. Dick, just a couple of quick questions. First one we want to throw at you is there's a lot of talk these days about concussions, both in the NFL and college and all the way down to the high school level. Jim McMahon was on the radio today with Dan Patrick talking about the fact that today he has memory lapses and sometimes goes places and can't remember why he was going to that particular trip to wherever he was going. And tell us about maybe some of your experiences, because linebackers are hitting everybody.
Yeah, I've had several concussions myself, and although none of them seem to have been caused as the ones that are getting focused on today, and the helmet-to-helmet hits that you're seeing, it just, you know, there's a lot of other ways to get a concussion, and I would say probably the helmet-to-helmet hits are probably in the minority of the things that actually cause concussions out on the field, so people shouldn't get at least overly concerned about that versus the incident of concussion itself in the game, because a lot of times I've gotten knocked out several times trying to tackle a ball carrier and a leg thigh comes up, hits the side of the head,
right.
You know, which is a very vulnerable portion of the helmet and of the brain, and led to a couple of knockouts that way. Also, the old rule was, yeah, you never duck your head when you're hitting somebody. You try to lead with your face gear. Times when I have ducked head, got hit in the back of the head, that's another very vulnerable area, get knocked out. A lot of quarterbacks get concussions because they get knocked to the ground and the back of their head slams on the turf.
Right.
And that will cause a concussion. So there's a lot of ways it can happen. Not just these high-profile hits that we've seen of late, but it's still a danger no matter how it happens. And the thing that wasn't the case years ago was we didn't know a whole lot about the danger of sending somebody back into a game after they've had a concussion.
Right.
I can remember going back into games where, you know, I didn't even really know where I was, mm-hmm. and the coach had sent me back in the game.
Now, do you have lawyers approach the bench every once in a while and say, "Your Honor, you're making a decision as though you've had one too many concussions"?
I don't think they want to say that to the judge.
Oh, that's right. You don't want to tell the judge that. Yeah.
You can't say that to Judge Bam Bam.
No, that's right. Yeah. But, Dick, before we let you go, we always ask football and basketball players just to think back maybe a favorite memory or two during your playing career in Charlottesville.
Well, you know, there was a lot of great games I thought we played in. And, you know, I like to say that Virginia Tech game was a great game sophomore year, the one, as I remember, that you know, when we beat them in Charlottesville. We didn't have a very good year that year, but that same year I think we beat South Carolina down in Columbia, and I had three sacks as a defensive lineman. I wasn't even playing linebacker back then. So that was always a memorable game for me. It was a real we certainly surprised them because they didn't think much of us, and we're 2-0 that year coming out of the box, and we fizzled after that. But that was a good start to a great year that I always remember.
Or not so great year that
I will remember. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your joining us. We've been visiting with Dick Ambrose, former Cavalier. Congratulations again on the election. I know you got to go to a law school class tonight, I guess, as an instructor.
Right.
So, but we appreciate your time. Wish you the very best, and look forward to maybe having you back on somewhere down the road.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
Take care, Dick.
Jim, thanks, Frank.
Right, absolutely. Dick Ambrose, former UVA star. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. When we return, we expect to visit with head coach Debbie Ryan.